This is the Prima Fetishista. You're listening to the Fetish Dynasty podcast.
Welcome, Kingsters. This is episode 2 of the Fetish Dynasty podcast. Coming up is an interview with Purple Wonder and Nafwi of FetLife and Rubber Pal fame. But first, some quick notes on the inaugural podcast, as well as some teasing about what's to come in future episodes. Hello, and thanks for tuning in. This is Fetish Dynasty. Before our feature interview, I would like to thank everyone who gave the first podcast a listen and signed up to the RSS feed. This episode would have been released last week, but my voice took a double hit as a result of a cold and screaming myself hoarse at Roger Waters' The Wall in Vancouver. Unbelievable show. I have many more episodes planned and interviews lined up, so if you are ever wondering when the next one will come out, just give it another week. The next podcast will feature an interview with a popular latex designer and sheet latex distributor from Canada, and after that I hope to speak with a European kinkster who has just released a book. Coming up after the break, a chat with two kinky Brits about their fetish journey, their relationship with regard to rubber, and some other topics you will surely want to hear. Don't touch that TENS unit. Purple Wonder and Nafwi are a couple living in England who have really taken fetish and the latex lifestyle to heart. It's a classic tale, really. Boy meets girl, boy kisses girl, boy tells girl that he has a fetish for rubber, boy dresses girl in a catsuit. Girl loves it and goes on a mad internet shopping spree and buys more outfits than she has time to wear. Sound familiar? They are genuine, friendly, smart, charming people who take their fun very seriously and have developed their own underground fan base through sharing photography on FetLife, Flickr, Rubber Pal, and the like. I am very pleased and honored to call them friends. I spoke to them recently, and here's what we had to say. So welcome to the Fetish Dynasty podcast, Purple Wonder and Nafwi. How are you both doing this evening?
Hi, fine.
We're good.
Good. That's excellent to hear. So we'll just get right to it. Where did your nicknames come from?
I'll let you go first.
Mine goes back a long time to a girlfriend's mother who couldn't actually pronounce Nathan, so it just became Nath. And then in the end, she couldn't pronounce it either, and it became Nafwi, and it just kind of stuck, and it's been going on for years and years now.
Yeah. Like, we're talking like 10 years, that long?
15, 16
wow.
years ago.
Cool. And where does Purple Wonder come from, besides?
Okay, one of my first dresses that I bought when in latex was purple, which is on my profile. It's the like the Dolly Rocker one from Breathless.
Right.
That was one of the first ones I bought. And I think it's because when I first wore it, I felt like a bit like a superhero.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you get like, I don't know, what's a superhero name? It's got Wonder in it. I'm just trying to think of one now. No, I can't think of
Wonder
one.
Woman?
Wonder Woman. Yeah, there we go. So, Purple Wonder kind of originated from that. I don't know, really. I think you said one day you're like a purple wonder, and it kind of so.
Yeah, it fit. Okay, I mean it's funny to, you know people for a while and they're eventually their nicknames you don't even think about them anymore, but it's cool to find out where they originated from.
Yeah.
So I'll leave it. You guys can both respond to this one if you want, but. How did you discover your passion for rubber clothing and kinky play? How far back does it go?
Well, I'll let him go first again.
I would say probably about 6 to 7 years of age, looking through the back of the tabloid newspaper, shall we say, and there is all sorts of adverts in the back for various kinky magazines and stuff. And at the tender age, I just sort of looked at the pictures and was curious. And as I got my paper round, 13, 14 years of age, I sent off pretending I was 18 and got the magazines through and sort of been hooked ever since, really.
Yeah. So how long ago are we talking? Not to date you, but around what year would that have been?
Thanks.
That was crazy.
That was about 24, 26 years ago.
Yeah. So, yeah, way before anything online was even invented, really.
It's pretty much been into it as long as I've been alive, put it that way, just to make it feel even older.
Yeah. But into it before I even realized what I was into.
Yeah.
Didn't really understand what it was all about.
So how long did it take before you kind of started to realize that this was more than just a private personal thing that you didn't understand?
Probably about 16 years of age, I started to properly get into latex and rubber. Went to the Skin 2 shop in London with now a very ex-girlfriend, and her 18th birthday present was to buy her a latex dress and opera length gloves. So it took about another 10 years between when I first started and where I eventually got into it, shall we say.
Yeah. And can you remember that experience pretty clearly when she put it on for the first time?
Yeah, I can remember it.
He's got a big smile on his face.
was it just like, yes, this is exactly what I was expecting? Or do you remember what you were thinking?
Better than I expected. I remember walking into the shop and smelling it for the first time, and it was like, wow.
Yeah. Yeah, I know that smell. I've walked into a few latex kind of garment factories, and you just walk in and it's like this, I don't want to call it pungent because that's sort of, it has a negative connotation, but it's just so thick and just, I don't know. I guess you have to be a fetishist to understand what it's like, but it's like it's an instant aphrodisiac.
Yeah, that's a good way of describing it.
Yeah. So, and then after you did that, did you sort of start to, you know, really start buying a lot more stuff, or did you sort of just use that for a while? How quickly would you say you became a serious hobbyist?
Bought quite a lot of stuff back then, but mainly for her. Mm-hmm. But then relationships turned sour, as everyone well knows, and I dropped out of the scene for quite some time. Mm-hmm. So it'd be probably 4 or 5 years ago that I really got back into it again and started to buy quite heavily.
Right. And what was the first sort of big thing you bought yourself? Was it a cat suit?
No, that was back when I was sort of 18 to 20. That was a pair of jeans, latex jeans, but I outgrew them quite quickly, in fact.
Right. Gotcha. Yeah. Yeah, it's fun to think back about how much money you've probably spent on clothing, eh?
Too much.
Yeah. So, and what about you, Purple Wonder? What was the genesis of your fetish journey?
I'm still relatively new to all of it. In my previous relationships, there wasn't really kind of any kind of kink or bondage really involved. None of my ex-partners really wanted to know. So, I don't know really. I mean, I guess it was probably always in me, but it was just having someone to bring it out of me. And I think that person was Nathan, really. I mean, to start off with, I think it was more kind of the latex. That's what I liked. And I remember trying it for the first time and being like, wow, this is awesome. Because it's something that kind of, you know, it's quite a big stigma, I think, still attached to it. Mm-hmm. And yeah, when I tried it for the first time, I was like, oh, actually, it's not kind of as seedy and as like horrid as what you think it's going to be. And I actually felt really, really sexy. So I kind of got into the latex side and rubber clothing like in a big way, and I think I just went a bit mad and started buying lots of stuff myself.
You still have gone a bit mad.
Yeah, I still had quite a lot. Then I think kind of when my relationship with Nafwi started, I think the other side kind of kicked in, and you know, the two and two I think go hand in hand. I think it's very difficult to kind of like one only and not the other. Mm-hmm. I think as soon as you kind of put on some latex outfit, you start to feel either kind of dominant or submissive, and you know, other things kind of follow on from that, and vice versa. I think like when you're doing kind of bondage play, I just think the whole adding latex to it enhances the whole thing. So
you're getting, you know, you're dressing for pleasure, right? You're putting on a specific clothing to, you know, add to the whole I don't know how you would describe it, the fantasy of the play.
Yeah.
So would you say that you have a like a sexual fetish for latex?
I think I do. I really like it, but I'm quite obsessed with it. Yeah. Especially stuff.
I'm just laughing. I don't think I need to answer that.
I know you're hopeless. Just as I am.
I think it's such a massive part of my life now. I don't think I could be without it, to be honest. Mm-hmm. Even when I'm old and wrinkly.
That's when it comes in handy.
Yeah, it covers you up, doesn't it, and holds it all in.
Yeah, like Miss Kitch said, it just sort of pulls you in all the right places.
Yeah, and you could have an 83-year-old wearing a complete TE outfit, and you could have a 25-year-old wearing a complete TE outfit, and with a hood on, and I bet no one would be able to tell whether one's 83 and one's 25.
Yeah, if you're fully rubbered up, for sure. So what are your favorite outfits on each other?
You want to go first? Do you want me to go first? I'll let you think, because I've got quite a few.
I'll come back to you in half an hour.
Okay, gotcha.
I'll tell you what mine is of Nathan's. I really like his jeans that he's got, the latex jeans. Mm-hmm. And probably, I'm just trying to think of a shirt, which is my favourite. Probably the pink one, baby pink shirt. And he's got like a matching jacket. Mm-hmm. To go with it. Well, that really goes with the trousers, but when I said jeans, I meant trousers. But yeah, his like his three-piece suit kind of thing.
Right.
I really like that. It's like, wow.
Yeah. Why? Why do you like it so much?
It's a whole men in suits, but it's like men in a latex suit, so it's like even better.
Yeah.
I like it. I think the colour suits him, and it's just very, I don't know.
Suave,
and debonair, yeah.
So that's my favorite of yours.
Any other favorites? What about more sort of play oriented?
I like him in a sleep sack. Does that count?
That's definitely an outfit.
Okay. Yeah, or a straight jacket. That's also good.
Yeah, totally. Awesome. So Nafui, what are your, tell us your top like three.
Oh.
I know, I'm putting you on the spot here. It's a tough choice, right?
I think one of the favorite outfits I have is one of the original outfits, which was the Inner Sanctum China doll gown with clear stockings and long opera length gloves. Mm-hmm. Just stunning. Absolutely stunning.
Black and pewter.
Yes.
Yeah.
Especially with the matching corset over the top as well to pull her in all the right places.
Yeah.
What else? Oh, there's so many outfits.
She does have a lot of outfits.
Yeah, there's one set of pictures on Purple Wonder's profile which I came up with the idea of the black cat suit with the blue and white House of Harlot nurse's dress over the top. Mm-hmm. Sort of multi-layering, I think I call that one outfit. That's pretty special.
Yeah.
Certainly raises my temperature by a notch or two.
Yeah.
And probably the outfit she's recently worn to be photographed by James Alexander, which is the black spanking skirt and the white sort of rough shirt top with hood.
Right.
It's very mistressy.
Yeah, it's a great ensemble.
Yeah, that. Well, I have to say, I had quite a few compliments when we went to TG Valentine's and I wore that. I think everyone was impressed with how I'd put kind of everything together. I like to accessorise.
Yes.
An outfit isn't an outfit unless I've got kind of gloves and hood and tie and, well, in that case, a tie and stockings. And. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, you make quite a few of your accessories, don't you?
I've only just started. I try to.
Yeah.
Yeah, mainly just little things. Gauntlets, hair, flower, thing. What else have I made? Knickers.
Yeah.
And what was the other thing that I made? I'm trying to think now.
Yeah. Well, we certainly were blessed, the other day to receive some amazing outfits, an outfit from you. So we appreciate your skill.
That's okay. I'll make you a matching thong at some point.
Oh, God. Yeah, like you said, I just have to put the same one on just the other way around.
Yeah, the target front.
Yeah. We don't want to be parting the package. That's not good. So what are your favorite parts of wearing latex? What's the best part in your opinion?
Mine is probably, I like the way that it kind of heightens the senses. Mm-hmm. Because obviously it's got quite a distinctive smell. Mm-hmm. It heightens that sense. The fact that it's so tight and close fit into the body, when someone touches you over the top, or for example runs an ice cube over you when you've got it next to your skin, again it kind of heightens that sense. The sound it makes when you move, and just the look of it in general, I think it's one of those, contrary to what a lot of people believe, it's a fabric that I think a lot of people can wear of all different body shapes.
Some
people would turn around and go, oh no, I bet that wouldn't look very good on someone who's slightly larger built. But actually, I find a lot of the time that even kind of the curviest of women can wear latex and look really, really good in it, because it will just hug all the right places.
Mm-hmm.
That's my favorite part to it.
Yeah, and especially if it's well made and actually tailored, not just sort of like a bolded piece.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think a lot of people's first exposure to latex is sort of in a sex shop where they have the rubberware sort of, off the shelf black molded pieces that, like the bra or the shorts or something like that. And they just don't fit well,
Yeah, half the boob falls out and stuff like that.
Yeah. Or even like hoods and stuff. They're just too big and you try them on and you just look ridiculous.
Yeah.
But it probably still feels good to them.
Yeah, for someone who's sort of, maybe curious about it and just wants to do it in private, it probably, feels great. But if you actually want to go out into the world of fetish and look like you actually belong there, you definitely need to buy some more expensive stuff. Mm. And it's more expensive because it's, actually designed to fit a human head or a body.
Yeah.
So.
Thank heavens for eBay.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank the internet, period. So what about you, Nefwi? What's your favorite part?
Very difficult to pick one specific part. It's the whole package for me. If I had to pick anything, it'd probably be how tight it is.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly in terms of sort of latex and rubber bondage, the tighter it is, the better. Mm. And the way it feels against your skin when it holds. And certainly when it gets warm and starts to get tacky, and just love that feeling.
Yeah, I read once that wearing latex, after a while you start to sweat inside it, and it turns your body into just a big lubricating erogenous zone. How do you like that?
I think that's pretty accurate.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, I mean, and obviously, the more coverage, the better, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
TE all the way.
Yeah. And what about, what's your least favorite part? Because there's always a downside, right?
Cleaning it.
The latex hangover. I just finally washed a whole bunch of rubber that was a week and a half sitting under the cupboard in the bathroom. I just finally got around to it. So how do you clean it? What do you do?
I'll leave it to Purple Wonder.
What's your secret?
I generally will run a bath full of water and stick it all in there, kind of give it a swish around. It's easier now that I've Vivi shined a lot of stuff, because you don't really necessarily need to like dry it anymore, because it's Vivi shine, all the water droplets kind of just drip off if you give it a shake.
Right.
And then take it out of the bath and just kind of hang it up and let it dry.
Right.
But yeah, it's a pain in the ass cleaning. I hate it.
Absolutely is. Yeah, I do the same thing, fill up the bath. I use just a little bit of sort of environmentally friendly dish soap, and just kind of swish it around, because I think one of the things that cleaning it is, besides, you know, making it sanitary, is to get the oils from your body off it, because oil does break down latex over time.
Oh yeah, so, we know about that.
Yeah, but if it's covered, I mean, you know, our clothes are pretty much totally covered in silicone lube anyway, so you can't even wash them if you tried. So I guess just getting the salt and the sweat off, I really, is the biggest issue.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and then you just drip dry it, and how do you store it?
Well, we've pretty much got a wardrobe for it.
We don't have a wardrobe. We have a gimp closet.
Yeah.
Yeah. most of my stuff is kind of hung up, apart from, like, the small things, like gloves and stuff. They're put in, obviously, a drawer, but all the kind of dresses, trousers, tops are generally hung up, and they're covered over with like a black bin bag to kind of stop the light getting to it. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's pretty much it. That's my secret.
So this question is for you, Purple Wonder, and it's a pretty big deal for a lot of men and women as well, and it's regarding your experience with wearing hoods. Mm-hmm. And wondering what was your sort of introduction to them like, and your experience so far, and do you have any advice for women who are not so sure about them?
Okay, hoods, gas masks, kind of anything on my face. Originally, I remember Nafwi originally saying, would you like to try a gas mask, and I was like, no, I don't want to try one of those. I'd look like an alien, I'd look weird, and I think I'd look quite ugly. But I kind of have this theory that you should always try something once, because if you do think it, or if you think it's not going to be that great, it might actually turn out really well. Mm. So I did try it, and oh my God, I loved it. So to start off with, I tried a gas mask first. So it was kind of like my face was covered, but the rest of my head wasn't.
Right.
Tried that and loved it. Loved the sensation and things. Mm-hmm. And then kind of, I tried a hood. I think I tried like a butterfly hood first.
A butterfly hood?
Yeah, so like it's like a normal hood, and then it's got like two flaps that zip up over the face.
Oh, right.
Tried that, and again, it's a totally different sensation, and it was quite funny when I went and did that photo shoot with James Alexander not so long ago. He actually said, because I did all my pictures without a hood on first, and when I went and put the hood on and then came back out again, he was like, your whole attitude has changed. You've become a lot more confident, a lot more sexier. He said it's really nice to see. Mm-hmm. To me, it's quite a big thing, because I don't like showing my face in my photos. And I think as soon as I put a hood on, I just become almost like an alter ego. Mm-hmm. And I just prefer it. I think it enhances all my best features, which are my eyes and my lips. Mm-hmm. And I just think they can be really, really beautiful. And there's so many different styles as well. I mean, if you don't like your full face being covered, there's open hoods. You know, if you just want your eyes showing, you can get hoods that just show your eyes. You can get all different colors, all different trims, all different hairstyles. If you want a ponytail, you can have that. You know, yeah. The list goes on and on and on. So, yeah, I just think give it a go. I think even if you don't want to, give it a go. Because you never know, you might love it.
Never know, you might love it. Yeah. So do you, when you guys play in private, do you wear a hood often or half the time? How often?
You've worn a hood quite a bit, kind of when we've played. Like when I've put you in your sleep sack, I often either put a hood on you or a gas mask or at least a blindfold. I think it's all kind of that sensory deprivation. Mm-hmm. Kind of thing.
I have a favourite hood.
Yeah.
And which one is that?
Very tight Mr. S inflatable hood.
Oh, cool.
There's no zip on the back, so you have to slide it on, but you get an even pressure all the way around, and you can pump it up really tight.
Awesome. That sounds great. Yeah, Mr. S makes some, they have some great stuff. We had the pleasure of, we went to San Francisco on our honeymoon, and that was one of the shops that we visited, and it when you walk in there, it's quite the sight. I could have dropped so much.
You should
money.
You should try taking someone who's vanilla in there. I did that.
Oh man. Oh really?
Heart attack.
Oh, I bet. Yeah, when we got in there, there was a few men that were sort of testing out stuff, and they're all just walking around half naked, you know, totally buff, tanned. It's like, I'll just be in the women's section. So
it's great, is it? I went in 2006, and I could have spent a whole day in that shop.
Yeah, it's good stuff. So this is sort of more on the personal side. Has there ever been any conflict between your, you know, your public lives and your private fetish lives? And are you concerned ever about sort of being exposed as, quote, you know, perverts?
I think we generally keep it quite separate, don't we?
We keep it separate from our
family.
My nickname at work has evolved over the years and is now simply the Gimp. That's my work nickname. Everybody has an inkling, and therefore it's gone from the deviant to the sexual deviant to just the Gimp now.
Right.
And I think people pretty much have an idea. I don't think they have too much of an idea, but they have a general idea. As I get older, do I really care if I'm exposed? Not really anymore.
Yeah.
I still keep it separate because I choose to keep it separate because I like to have my work-life balance. I like to have those two entities kept separate. But if I was exposed, do I really care? Not really anymore.
Yeah. And I mean, I would imagine that, you know, I'm doing this podcast from Canada and you know, which is fairly liberal. But, you know, down in the States, it's, you know, there are a lot of very conservative areas. And I would imagine that in the UK, the whole attitude towards kink and that sort of thing is probably a lot more favorable. Would you say that?
I don't know. I think it just all depends on your background. Like me, I'm again, like what Nafri said, some of my work colleagues kind of know kind of what I'm into and things, but I think if my family knew, it would be a bit different. You know, I kind of like to keep it separate. I remember my mum once found a latex thong and nearly died.
Yeah.
I had a hard job kind of explaining that one. I ended up saying I'd been to a fancy dress party and went as Lady Gaga, but yeah, it's, I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah,
I think it is generally a bit more accepted over here than other places, but yeah. I still think it's a little bit of a taboo.
Yeah. Well, it's, you know, I've always found it just so, I don't know, hypocritical or silly that you know, here's this thing and you're just simply dressing in a different way with sort of, you know, a non-traditional fabric, and there's no nudity, there's no sex, it's not porn, you're simply wearing clothing made out of latex, and it's just in some people's opinion, I mean, you're just so deviant that you should be in jail, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm hoping that, you know, attitudes do eventually change, and I think they will, but it's kind of, I don't know. I mean, part of the appeal, I think, for a lot of fetishists is that it is sort of taboo. Would you say?
It's naughty.
Yeah. Yeah, which is exciting, you know, if that's sort of something that you enjoy, then, you know, all the power to you. So
let's just put it as everyone loves what they shouldn't as such.
Yeah.
It's like fast food. It's, you know, it's bad for you, but you love it and you still go and have it.
Yeah. Even
though it's bad for you.
Too much of it.
Yeah, totally. And again, we come back to latex and how it sucks you in all the right places.
Yeah, of course.
So how has latex fetishism and kinky play sort of affected your sex lives, and how often do you incorporate it when you have sex?
Always.
Yeah, I have to say there's always a little kind of element to it. Sometimes, you know, sometimes we'll kind of have more vanilla-ish sex, but there'll still be an element of kink in there. More often than not, I'll just grab the nipple clamps out and start yanking. But yeah, I think there's always an element in there. So, yeah.
It's difficult to go back. I find it very difficult to go back because I get so much of a thrill and a buzz out of it that, for want of a better word, it doesn't really compare anymore.
Yeah.
I still enjoy it, but given the choice, I know which I prefer.
Yeah, exactly. It goes back to the whole, you know, chocolate fudge ice cream with chocolate sauce on top.
I sometimes say I wish I could go back to sort of 18 years of age again so I could experience it all again for the first time because it's been such a ride. But it would be nice to experience it all again for the first time.
Yeah. Yeah, that sort of initial excitement when you first start to discover it and you get your first, you know, like say you get your first cat suit or something like that. It's a pretty momentous day in the life of a fetishist because you've finally sort of achieved your goal, you know, the common goal of most fetishists, which is to cover your entire body in this material. So
yeah, I've still got mine somewhere, my first cat suit.
Oh, wow.
I'm not sure it'll still fit, but I'm sure it's there somewhere.
Yeah, I've managed to blow up two. My first two are dead, so I'm just in the process of ordering a third, and I'm pretty stoked about it. So what are your, so when you do play, what are your favorite things to do to each other, both when you're being the dominant and the submissive?
Well, I know Purple Wonder, she loves her back bed, so if I'm being the dominant one, I would just slide her in and just seal her away, let her relax.
Yeah, and then accost her with a Hitachi.
I tell you what, the back bed is something that could, if Nathan didn't, or Nathalie didn't do anything to me while I was in it, I probably would fall asleep because I find it, that sounds really bad, but I find it so relaxing.
Yeah. Yeah, it's absolutely relaxing. So what about, what's your favorite thing to do to Nathalie when you're on top?
Let me think. I have to say, I do like the old nipple clamps. They're a good invention, and Aristech.
Yeah. That's why do you like it so much?
The Aristech, because I'm totally in control. And the best one, the best setting on it, is voice control.
Ah.
You can say, for example, not say anything and just get, I don't know, a yank of the nipple chain, enough to make him make a noise. And then he ends up shocking himself.
Ah, yes.
It's kind of a vicious circle because he keeps saying, ow, 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 and it just kind of hurts more and more. Yeah. So it's kind of self-punishment and it's kind of self-control because then he's got to learn to be quiet.
Yeah, the old predicament bondage. Yeah, it's good stuff. So any other favorite activities?
Palette wrap.
Palette wrap. Where do you start and where do you draw the line? So many things, hog tie, palette wrap.
Yeah. Do you have a special room that you do this in or is sort of wherever in the house?
Mainly in the bedroom, but we've done it other areas.
Mainly in the bedroom because the toy chest is there. We have a six drawer chest of drawers full of toys.
Nice.
So they're just there to hand, and it's easy to grab and keep adding things.
Right. Yeah. We have a cupboard that's full and a couple drawers of stuff. So at some point when we do, you know, move into our own place, I'm definitely going to try to build some kind of, maybe not a room, but definitely like a
closet.
Exactly. You know, that you can just put under lock and key and just, you know, lie when people ask you what's in there. Like, oh, that's where the hot water tank is kept. You know, we keep it, people steal hot water tanks around here, so we have to like put 5 padlocks in the door and and bar it.
And soundproof it.
Yeah, and soundproof it because it's really noisy. Yeah. Yeah. So do you guys have any plans for your photography other than sort of private play or going to events and sharing pics with friends?
I'd love to be like a full-time fetish model. I would. Mm-hmm. I think that would be like one of the best jobs in the world. It's like, I don't know. It would just be fun to be able to kind of just try on loads of different designers and latex all day long. I don't know whether it would end up being boring, and it might end up taking its kind of, I don't know, the specialness away from it. But I'd love to do it like full time, but it's just not an option. But I'd like to do a few more photo shoots, like with other people, and certainly a few more kind of more bondage photo shoots. Mm-hmm. Like I'd love to do kind of girl on girl stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that would be just terrible.
The willing volunteer. Can you think of anybody?
Oh, I can think of, yep. Definitely. More on that later. So what about you, Nifwi? Did you, you know, do you plan on like building your own website and that sort of thing? Or is it just more of a sort of a hobby right now?
It's fun and hobby for me. We've got so much else going on in our lives at the moment that I just don't have the time to start writing websites. I wrote a couple of websites 5 or 6 years ago, just vanilla websites for car clubs and stuff, and they're just so time-consuming setting them up that I just don't have that time. I'd love to, but just not at the moment.
Yeah, yeah, I understand that completely. So what's the best way to find your photography and follow your journey?
FetLife. Yeah, pretty much. FetLife.
So if people do a search for Purple Wonder on FetLife, they'll be able to find your stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah. What about any other websites that you that you're on that you want to mention, or
Rubber Pal?
Gotcha. Same username?
Yeah, same username.
Cool. Gotcha. What do you like about FetLife? What's the best part, do you think?
The friendliness.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry, go on.
It's just going to say it's the opposite of a dating site or a meat market. It's very much more of the social part of it.
People just seem so much more sincere. There's not so many wanky men on there. Mm-hmm. And that's something I really do detest when people send Purple Wonder messages saying, oh, I want to do this, I want to do that. Well, hang on a minute. Sorry, she's got another half and that's me.
Yeah.
She's not a piece of meat. How about you write to her with some respect? Whereas on FetLife, things just seem to be so much more sincere and more mature.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It might be the big bit bold red letters on my profile.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. It's pretty, the only way you could possibly not see that is if you're either, you know, you can't read or you're just so horny that you don't even care, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
So the final question, when are you going to come here and be Prima's latex wife? She wanted me to ask you that one.
Anytime she wants, baby.
Okay.
Hopefully soon.
Yeah, totally.
As soon as we find the money for flights, we're there.
Yeah, excellent. Yeah, like I say, we have multiple rooms. You're more than welcome.
You just need a gift deposit.
Yeah, you need to get a gift deposit.
Right. Well, I will build one if that's the case. So, cool. Well, I'll let you get back to whatever you're doing. I'm sure it was important. And I really appreciate you guys taking the time to talk with me. So
that's okay.
Yeah, I'm sure people will be very curious to put a voice and a personality to the photos, and I wish you guys both well and fun in your journey.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right. Take care.
Bye.
Bye.
Many thanks again to Purple Wonder and Nafwi for their time and friendship. The Prima Fetishista and I wish you both all the joy and happiness in the world, as well as all the fetish clothing you can handle. Come visit us. If you have any feedback on this podcast or would like to suggest a topic, please send an email to podcast@fetishdynasty.com. If you know of any events happening in your area and would like them broadcast, please pass along the info. If the event is not passed by the time the podcast is released, I'll be sure to make mention of it. Thanks again for listening, and best of the season to all of you. May your latex fit like a dream, and may your dreams be of latex. So long, you bunch of perverts.